Listening Library presents The Winner's Kiss, The Winner's Trilogy, Book 3, by Marie Rutkowski. Read for you by Justine Eyre. 1. He told himself a story. Not at first. At first, there wasn't time for thoughts that came in the shape of words. His head was blessedly empty of stories then. War was coming. It was upon him. Arryn had been born in the year of the God of Death, and he was finally glad of it. He surrendered himself to his God, who smiled and came close. "Stories will get you killed," he murmured in Arryn's ear. "Now, you just listen. Listen to me." Arryn did. His ship had sped across the sea from the capital. Now it nosed in among the fleet of eastern ships, docked in his city's bay, nimble sloops of war, flying their queen's colors of blue and green. The sloops were Arryn's, at least for now, the Dacryn queen's gift to her new allies. The ships were not as many as Arryn would have liked, not as heavy with cannon as he would have liked. But listen. Arryn told his ship's captain to sidle up along the largest of the Dacryn sloops. After giving his captain orders to dock and find Arryn's cousin in the city, Arryn boarded the sloop. He approached the commander of the Eastern Fleet, Zash, a lean man with an unusually high-bridged nose and brown skin, gleaming in the late spring sun. Arryn looked into Zash's eyes, black, always narrowed, and lined with the yellow paint that indicated his status as naval commander. It was as if Zash already knew what Arryn would say. The Easterner smiled slightly.
"They're coming," Arryn said.